On Friday, leaders from around the continent met for the second day of the European Union's Spring Summit, chaired by Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. The Czech EU presidency went into the summit with an ambitious agenda, including the financial crisis, energy security, and an Eastern Partnership project that aims to forge closer ties with a number of former Soviet republics. Speaking on Thursday evening, Mr. Topolánek suggested that it was so far so good. Well, let's see how things have developed since. Rosie Johnson is at the summit in Brussels and reports on the progress made.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek came here to Brussels saying that this summit was about getting down to action and getting some of the money pledged by EU governments last December to battle the financial crisis, getting that spent. And just at a press conference just now, Prime Minister Topolánek came in with three very concrete figures. The first one being 50 billion euros that the EU is now putting into an emergency scheme to help countries outside of the Eurozone, like Hungary and like Romania, with sort of flagging economies to help revive those economies. So that's been agreed upon already. He was very happy about that. And another very concrete outcome, it seems, of this summit is that going into the G20 summit in April in London, the EU is willing to pledge $75 billion to the International Monetary Fund to help out countries outside of the European Union whose economies are also having a hard time at the moment because of the financial downturn. So it seems there have been some very concrete outcomes, but as well, I mean, none of the sort of big, massive financial injections or bailout packages that maybe President Obama was wanting the EU to come together and decide upon over these last couple of days.
And has this summit brought any surprises?
Yes, it has, but over a much smaller amount of money, which was proving a potentially embarrassing issue for the EU. There's 5 billion euros of still unspent European Union funds that are supposed to go towards tackling this financial crisis, and no one could kind of decide on how to spend them. Germans and the French were rather unhappy with the Czech suggestion that they should go into a pipeline called Nabucco, which brings gas from Central Asia to Europe, but not through Russia and not through Ukraine. Germany possibly was also slightly unhappy about this because it itself is building a new pipeline and there could be potential issues of competition. Anyway, kind of surprisingly, last night Germany piped down, as it were, and said it's for the idea of Nabucco. And it seems in return, a portion of this 5 billion euros will go to Germany to help improve high-speed internet there.
Right. Now, how has the summit, it's the biggest summit of the Czech EU presidency, played out?
Well, so far, very, very good. Just now it was being praised by the head of the Commission, José Manuel Barroso, who called it a summit of delivery. I think going into the summit, a lot of EU governments sort of knew that something did have to come out of this. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek himself was saying that the worst thing for consumer confidence would be if EU governments had met here and failed to decide upon things. So it seems that a lot of very concrete decisions have been reached and that unanimity has been found across the board on issues of how to deal with the financial crisis. And as well, I think just on a national level, Czechs can be very happy with it because they've got this pipeline, Nabucco, approved, and as well this sort of baby of the Czech EU presidency, the Eastern Partnership Scheme, that's been approved as well. That'll be launched in May in Prague.
Rosie Johnson there on the line from Brussels.